We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Boy, you gotta love the loony left, don't you? California? You know California. That's America's first third world state. City of San Francisco has now become the first major city to ban e-cigarettes. Yeah. Perfectly okay to have used heroin needles lying around all over the street and sidewalks filled with human feces, but man, we can't have those e-cigarettes. They gotta go.
Today is Wednesday.
Question. What happened to radio? It's just gone down the tubes.
How dare you?
You're an idiot.
How dare you, sir?
You are an idiot.
This is how I start every day of my life.
Singing along with the radio.
It's the first thing I think of when I wake up in the morning.
Good. That and...
Where's the coffee?
Ladies and gentlemen and distinguished guests, it is showtime.
It is indeed. Here we go, the Hump Day edition, Bobby Mack Show, getting underway. Thank you. Greetings, welcome, salutations, konnichiwa, aloha, and all that good stuff. Great to have you here as we get rolling here on Hump Day. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage call-in number, you know, where you talk to me, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. My email address, bob@1063word.com. It is, let's see, what is the date today? Miss Moneypenny, is this the 25th? Is this the what day of the month is this anyway?
This is the 26th.
The 26th. The 26th. That would be Miss Moneypenny's birthday.
Oh. Yep, that would be the day.
How's your birthday going so far?
It's not too bad. I get to come hang out with you today.
There you go.
And your lovely wife made me a birthday cake, which amazing, amazing thing.
My baby doll Brenda is the world champion baker, has retired the trophy. Whenever I bring in any Brenda Mac baking, people all over the building flock in our direction to be able to sample some of the goodies. This time around, what kind of cake you get this year?
Orange Dreamsicle pound cake.
Yummy. Melt in your mouth good.
It is something I look for every birthday.
So happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. 29 again, right?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Speaking of age, 89-year-old Clint Eastwood. I love this guy. You know, he's 89 years old, and he tells Hollywood, up yours. You know, the people in Hollywood, all the loony libs out there angry over Georgia's passage of their new pro-life heartbeat law. And so a bunch of these lunatics round up the usual suspects. You know who they are. I don't even need to mention them. Sean Penn and his crew. I said, well, that being the case, we are no longer going to go to Georgia to make movies. We'll deprive the state of all of this money, of all the movies that are produced, and quite a few have been in recent years. So Clint Eastwood is preparing his new film, The Battle of Richard Jewell. Now, thank goodness somebody is telling this fellow's story. And Clint Eastwood is just the guy to do it. And he has announced that he is going to be filming The Battle of Richard Jewell in Georgia. And if the loony lefties don't like it, well, you know what they can do. Because, like, you know... Clint just says, go ahead, make my day. You know, he's 89. What's he care? What are they going to do to hurt him? You know, the guy's won 13 different Oscars. Clint will be filming his latest production in Georgia despite the abortion bill boycott, tweeted NBC Charlotte yesterday. Now, you may remember Richard Jewell. He was one of the first victims of a loony, left-driven media. Richard Jewell was a police officer and security guard. He's the guy who discovered a bomb at the 1996 Summer Olympics in Atlanta, saving countless lives in the process. And you may remember Richard Jewell initially was hailed as a hero and then was viewed as a suspect. And the liberal media criticized Jewell relentlessly and essentially tried the guy. He had a trial by media, is what it amounted to. Eventually, however, Richard Jewell was completely exonerated and the real bomber, Eric Rudolph, was captured. Well, as a result of the media coverage that essentially lynched this guy, he got a lawyer. He's now very well known, Lynn Wood. And if that name is familiar, Mr. Wood is the attorney now representing the Covington Catholic kid, Nicholas Sandman, in defamation lawsuits against CNN. And they should be shaking in their boots because he also was the attorney for Richard Jewell. And they sued NBC and the sainted Tom Brokaw, CNN, and the New York Post for libel and won huge settlements from them. The heartbeat bill in Georgia prohibits abortion once a baby's heartbeat starts, usually 6 weeks into pregnancy. The bill, signed into law in May, allows exceptions in the cases of rape, incest, or if the mother's life is at serious risk. Well, Alyssa Milano got this boycott started to no longer do film projects in Georgia, and Eastwood, of course, is now ignoring that. Saying, to heck with it. I don't care what Sean Penn and Natalie Portman and Alec Baldwin and the rest of them do. Some of the actors slated to work on the new Clint Eastwood production include Kathy Bates, who, by the way, used to be a high school drama teacher in Memphis at one time. Olivia Wilde, John Hamm, you remember him from Mad Men, and Sam Rockwell. Didn't Sam Rockwell win an Oscar for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing? I think he did. Eastwood, 89, has worked in TV and movies since the mid-1950s. He's won 13 Academy Awards, has been nominated 4 times. And the list of his films, you know, reads like nothing but one string of hits after another. The Outlaw Josie Wales, High Plains Drifter, The Iger Sanction, Dirty Harry, Escape from Alcatraz, Heartbreak Ridge, Unforgiven, Mystic River, Million Dollar Baby, Letters from Iwo Jima, Sully, American Sniper, Gran Torino, True Crime, and The Mule. If you're wondering about his politics, Clint Eastwood describes himself as a libertarian, okay? And doesn't like the liberal left pushing people around, which is what they're good at. And Clint doesn't enjoy being pushed around, and he's at a stage in his life where he can say, you know, shove it, which is essentially what he did. In on this, so good for him. Good for you, Clint. We applaud you for not being intimidated by the other loonies in Hollywood. Bobby, any chance you could do a remote from Georgia or maybe interview somebody from there? We'll see. Bob, Gran Torino, probably one of the best movies ever made. Bobby, let's not forget Hang 'em High, which is what we should do to everybody on the left. Happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny. I'm still waiting on my Bobby Mac friendship bracelet. When does production start on those? From Jack Forest City, North Carolina. We talked about the T-shirts. This might be a cheaper way to go. I don't know. We've had technical difficulties in getting the T-shirt project, getting traction for that because of the suits in corporate. Yeah, everything has to be cleared in corporate. Blah blah blah. Happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny, and many, many more from Alan and Taylor's. Thanks, Alan. Bobby, it's no surprise to me that Trump has managed to inject himself into the Women's World Cup and create controversy. Yeah, here's a loony lefty. It's an unneeded distraction for the team. Couldn't have Trump have waited until the games were over before extending an invitation to the White House? And after Megan Rapinoe's remarks, Trump can't help himself. He has to hit back and get the last word. Does Trump simply have to pick fights all the time? No. But when he is offended, as many are, having a woman on the U.S. women's soccer team who is representing this country who refuses to honor our national anthem, I don't blame him for speaking up. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Got some great email today, too. We will share that with you. And tonight's the night. Yep, this is it. This is going to be like Custer versus the Indians at Little Bighorn as the Democrats all come trooping out on the stage for the first of two nights of dim debates. Sleepy will be there. Happy will be there. Dopey certainly will be there. Grumpy, I'm sure, will be there. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Excellent.
Welcome back. 321 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Tonight's a night, big night for the Democrats. The first of two nights of debates. That'll be on BSNBC, and I think C-SPAN is tied in on these as well, in on my text line. Bobby, I'm not watching these stupid debates. I'm binge-watching Game of Thrones, so I will already have my fill of backstabbing moral degenerates. Oh, there you go. Now, what's going to happen at tonight's debates has been a subject of much attention in the media. Things are leaking already, and we have our sources here at the Bobby Mac Show. We understand that BSNBC is not going to be using their regular intro music, you know, sound something like this. No, they're not using that tonight. They're using this instead. We have learned exclusively.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from work we go.
Yeah, there's Sleepy.
Hi-ho,
Sleepy Joe.
Hi-ho, hi-ho, hi-ho.
Dopey.
Hi-ho, it's home from work we go.
Grumpy's in there.
Hi-ho, hi-ho.
There it is. That's the official intro music for the Democrat debates tonight. Breakouts, burns, zingers. Everybody is looking for the soundbite to emerge from the debates tonight. 60 seconds for answers. I'm sorry, Governor. I'm sorry, Mayor. I'm sorry, Senator. Your time is up. But. A television audience of, a few million, I guess. And for some introductions to some of these strangers from the two dozen or so that are in the field. Hopefuls range widely in age, sex, and backgrounds, and include a former VP, six women, and a pair of mayors. The challenge, of course, is, they've got all these people on stage at the same time. They got 10 a night, what has been a blur of a race so far, and most people have no idea what's going on. 9 o'clock tonight on NBC, BSNBC, Telemundo, and I believe on C-SPAN, too. Pocahonky, I guess, is probably the leading front runner on stage tonight. She's going to have to avoid getting wonky, because with the limited time and all the other people that are, this is more like the Roman Colosseum than some kind of high-minded great debate. And it's not the time for a multi-point case for Medicare for All or student debt relief or the Green New Deal. Elizabeth Warren, by the way, is 70. And being the front runner gives her a possible advantage, because if the others, of course, start to pile on her, then she gets more time to speak because the candidates are allowed 30 extra seconds for responses. Some familiar faces on the stage. Spartacus, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who is 50. Former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who is 46. But let's face it, there are a lot of people out there that I'm sure even the Democrats are going to be looking at him tonight and going, who is this? Virtual strangers who will be experiencing their first and who knows, maybe their last turn on the national stage, so they have the least to lose, including John Delaney. Who? John Delaney, 56, a former member of the House from Maryland. Ohio Representative Tim Ryan, 45. He's on the House Appropriations Committee. He has likened the Democrat primary to speed dating with the American people. For several of the candidates on stage tonight, the forum is about finding the breakout moment, getting that zinger in there. A burn that stays in viewers' minds, something, you know, suitable for social media. Short, pithy, you know, and hopefully something that'll generate campaign contributions for them. Let's see, who else is going to be there? O'Dork, I mentioned. Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, 76. And crazy commie Bernie, who's 77, will headline tomorrow night's debate and will eat up much of the spotlight. Of course, you know, what they're all trying to avoid is the the oops moment, something that can be crippling to the momentum of a campaign. Case in point, anybody remember Rick Perry, former two-term governor of Texas, now energy secretary? The debates in 2011, he said, was asked by whoever the moderator was, if there were government offices that he would eliminate. And he said, yeah. He said, there are three that would be gone: commerce, education, and governor. The third one there. Ron Paul then offered EPA. Yeah, that's it. That's it, EPA. He, needless to say, never recovered. Reminds me of a great joke. I can't remember where I heard this joke, but it resonates with me because I got my 73rd birthday coming up in about 6 weeks here. Two golfers are out, and one guy says to the other, he says, "Man, we ate at this great restaurant last night." And his buddy says, "Really? It was good." He said, "Yeah, it was the best meal I've had in years." He said, "Well, I'd like to try it. What's the name of the place?" He said, "It's like, you know, that flower. It's red and it has thorns." And the guy said, "You mean Rose?" He said, yeah, that's it. "Hey, Rose, what's the name of that restaurant that we ate at last night?"
Oh, you can't make that stuff up.
I'm not at that point yet, but I am gaining on it. I told Moneypenny I have yet to be looking for the TV remote and discover that I've put it in the freezer section of the refrigerator. But that's probably on the list.
You'd find it in your golf bag.
Yeah,
first.
I would. Yeah, it would be in the valuables pouch. Or maybe where I keep a bottle of water. I need to check there. next time. Thanks for the suggestion. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center while Annie continues on vacation. And I'm right back on the other side here on the Bobby Mac Show on Hump Day. What was the name of that restaurant again?
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do each afternoon for 4 hours. Bob and the Bobettes here on Miss Moneypenny's birthday, by the way, as we cruise along, just laboring over a hot microphone, computer terminal, and bank of phones in on the text line. Bob, I've always wished the microphones would automatically cut off when a candidate reached their response time limit. The moderator just looked stupid. Well, there they are trying in vain to get them back on track. Love your show from Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate that. Bobby, a few more names since you have described all the Dems who will be on stage tonight and tomorrow night as the dwarves. Here's a few more. Crazy, crooked, sleazy, creepy, dorky, sleazy, and commie. And we had sleazy in there twice. Well, why not? Best part, the names are all interchangeable amongst all the candidates. Afternoon, Bobby Mac. Happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny. Cutting grass and enjoying this beautiful day in Greer. Bobby, try hunting your glasses while you're wearing them. Happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny. Yeah. Been there. Done that. Yeah. Where'd I put my glasses? Have you seen my glasses? Yeah. Like, they're on your head? Newsflash, you called me in my text loony left after reading the first line. That the way you interject your bias into the message before you finish reading. You're so wrong. I voted for Trump and I'm a lifelong Republican. But at times, Trump acts like an egotistical child. And he doesn't get a pass from me. And no Democrat will either. Okay. Fine. You know, you don't like he's offensive to you with some of the stuff he does. Would you prefer, say, George W. Bush, who never reacted to anything? Bobby, somebody ought to come up with a deck of playing cards based on these characters on TV tonight. I'm very hesitant to call it a debate. The hardest question in making the deck of cards, who would be the Joker? The irony would be perfect deck for building a house of cards. Laugh out loud, Jim and Greer. See what he did there? Moneypenny with the house of cards thing. To the phones we go. The governor of Easley, South Carolina, joins me this afternoon on the program. That, of course, is Governor Jimmy. Welcome, Governor. Good to have you here.
You too, my friend. Happy birthday, Miss Moneypenny.
She says thank you.
Question is, if Mueller has to testify before the House,
right,
then doesn't Mueller have to do the same for the Senate?
But since the Senate is controlled by the Republicans, it remains to be seen if they have any interest in issuing a subpoena to bring him to that side of Capitol Hill.
Well, here's what I think.
Yep.
Now, I'm just
to
go comfortable, but I really think he really threatened a lot of these people. You do it, or we're going to put you in jail anyway, and before you ever get there, you'll serve years in jail. That kind of stuff. Pressure up, going in the middle of the night and going into people's houses,
right?
You know, without any kind of, well, he exceeded his authority. And then the other side of it is he had to know about Hillary's deals too.
Sure.
And I'm wondering if he don't know that he opens this up, and I expect Lindsey Graham to go into that. If he goes to one side, it seems like he has
Well, wait a second. Wait a second, though, Jimmy. You're off base there because this is going to be the House and Lindsey's in the Senate.
No, but if he goes to the House, if he's subpoenaed for the House.
Oh, I see. You're saying then, if he were to testify before the Senate.
Then he would have to testify before the Senate because he couldn't refuse it because he had already testified before the House.
Well, he could claim I've already given all the testimony I'm going to give, but then, of course, the Senate could hold him in contempt.
Yep.
Well,
I really think Mueller could be charged for a lot of things he did. I mean, now I just personally believe that.
Yeah, well, and I'm in agreement with you on that, Jimmy, because I think that certainly people on his staff and the guy who is candidate number one for prosecutorial misconduct, which is what this actually is this Wiseman guy. He's the guy who was behind the SWAT team raids on Manafort's house and Roger Stone's house in the pre-dawn hours of the morning, where an FBI SWAT team is kicking in the door and scaring the you-know-what out of his family because they're such hardened criminals, right? I mean, they probably had a Tommy gun underneath the bed, and that's why they needed a SWAT team to go after them. Wiseman is the guy, and he's been with Mueller since their days back in Boston with the Whitey Bulger scandal and all that stuff, and Wiseman is well-known. Mark Levin has talked about him at length, in fact. Wiseman is well known for engaging in prosecutorial misconduct and strong arm tactics and what happened in the case of Stone and Manafort. And I suspect a bunch of others as well. We heard it was rumored, and I don't know if it was ever confirmed, that in the case of one individual that they wanted to get to testify, and I can't recall exactly who it was now, the person they wanted to question, Mueller's investigative team told him that unless he testified, they would go after his wife for something or other, some kind of financial misdeed, allegedly, and threatened with putting her in prison for 10 years. And so, you know, this kind of stuff, this heavy-handed kind of police state tactics, I think went on all the time with Mueller. I think you're right on target with that.
Thank you, sir. I just wondered myself, if he goes to one side, then he might even have to be subpoenaed, but there's no way he could deny going before Lindsey Graham and him.
Yeah, you would think. Well, and as Professor Alan Dershowitz from Harvard has pointed out, got to let you go, Jimmy. The Republicans on these House committees are going to have an opportunity to question Mueller as well. Story today at townhall.com. Alan Dershowitz said Democrats will come to regret issuing subpoenas for special counsel Robert Mueller, who agreed to testify later this summer. The professor said on Fox News, the Ingram angle, I'm trying to stop them from shooting themselves in the foot. The Harvard law professor responding to a clip from House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, the nattering Nabob Nadler, who said on CNN that Mueller will answer the questions given to him. There is no right to defy a congressional subpoena. The White House might assert some privilege, but when they reveal a lot of the information to Mueller and even private attorneys, they waive the privilege. So I think he will answer the questions that are put to him because it's his civic duty to do so, and he's an upstanding prosecutor, said Nadler. Professor Dershowitz pointed out Nadler seems to be forgetting that Mueller will be open to questioning from Republicans as well. Dershowitz said he can't refuse to answer questions about the FISA application. Those are the kind of questions that I think Republicans will be very well prepared to ask. Those are the kind of questions which are currently under investigation by the Inspector General, whose report we are waiting for, but those are not in any way precluded. So I think the Democrats will regret having called him. Mueller said he will testify before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. They're going to combine the two into one hearing July 17th. So mark it on your calendar and get your popcorn ready. When we come back on the other side here on Hump Day at a quarter before four on the Bobby Mac Show, the latest loony lefty who claims that President Trump raped her. Jean Carroll is her name, and she is such a whack job. CNN had to cut away from an interview with her and go to a break because it got embarrassing. Well, I'll play the audio for you when we come right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Great to have you along here on Hump Day, Wednesday, 9 before 4, the Bobby Mac Show in hour number one. Bobby, you are correct about Weissman and Mueller threatening people, twisting arms to try and get what they wanted. They threatened Michael Cohen's wife and General Michael Flynn's son. The threat against his family is the only reason General Flynn pled guilty. Bob, today is my birthday. Also, how lucky am I to share this day with Ms. Moneypenny from Sean in Liberty. A couple of different texts about individual complaining that I referred to them as a loony lefty when they were critical of President Trump and his tweets. And then wanted to make the point that as a Trump voter, who dislikes the president tweeting all the time. Bobby, I guess Vince Coakley is texting into your show now. And another said, wow, you really set Vince off that time. About mistakes, absent-mindedness. Bobby, I was once looking for my phone while talking to my mom on it. Haven't done that one yet, but I'm sure it's on the way. Thought I had a couple more in here that I had not gotten to them yet. Here we go. Bobby, how do we get a snap poll after tonight's debate to find out how badly Fox News beat BSNBC? Gotcha. Bobby, I have the entire Dirty Harry movie series. I wish he'd make one more of those. Bob, I wonder if any other athlete in the Women's World Cup has had the gall to disrespect their country on the world stage the way Rapinoe has. And I thought there was one more. Oh, yeah, here we go. Bobby, let's face it, Clint Eastwood has cornered the market on the one-liners. Go ahead, make my day. Man's got to know his limitations. Right turn, Clyde. And do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk? Just to name a few. Yeah, no kidding. All right, so CNN, another embarrassment for them with Anderson Cooper 180 the other night. They brought in this loon who has now accused Donald Trump of sexual assault. Her name is Initial E. Jean Carroll. She is an author, although I've never heard of her. She claims that Donald Trump, this has been like decades back, that Donald Trump sexually assaulted her in a posh New York department store. Okay, so she's on with Anderson Cooper, and they're talking about this. Listen to what she has to say, because even Anderson Cooper has a look on his face like, what the? We got to get her off here. Gee, look at the time. Gotta go. Getting late. Busy, busy. Here is Anderson Cooper talking to Jean Carroll.
I'm not the victim.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Which, the word rape carries so many sexual connotations. This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think most people think of rape as being sexy.
Mm. Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies. Mm.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the
other side. And if you can't stick around, that'd be fine too, because we got to get out of this. I think most people think of rape as sexy. Wow. This woman is certifiable, you know, and Anderson Cooper. Well, I think most people think of rape as being, you know, like a violent assault. What's Jean Carroll's reaction? No, I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Wow! I mean, what planet did she just land here from? Man. So, congratulations, Jean, on, that outstanding appearance on CNN. Anderson Cooper could not bail out of that fast enough. Well, geez, look at the time, Gene. Boy, it's slipping away quickly here. We've got commercials we had. We'll be right back after this. And you can almost visualize, you know, in the theater of your mind, you could visualize the hook coming in and going around her neck and woo, out she goes during the commercial break. And then Anderson Cooper... we're sorry that E. Jean Carroll couldn't spend any more time with us today. Wow. In on the text line, Bobby, this lady is nuts. She would be a perfect fit for tonight's debate. Yeah, she should be one of the moderators, right? Bobby, I have to say Bruce Willis would be a contender for the crown for one-liners as well, though, although I'm just as much a Dirty Harry fan. Yeah, there's no question that Yippee-ki-yay, and you know the rest, would be right up there. Bobby, will the Democrat debates be on your station? It should be very interesting. Not on your life. happy birthday, Moneypenny, from Anthony in Five Forks. Not to be mistaken for that loon in Simpsonville. Laugh out loud. Love the show. Keep up the great work. We plan on doing that. When we come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.